was diagnosed during on Arthur Weiss, A-R-T-H-U-R, Arthur Weiss, W-E-I-S-C, W-E-I-S-E. Date of consultation was 7/10/23. Date of birth is 9/10/32. Please make a copy for Jacebo Ceballos, MD. Jacebo is J-A-C-E-B-U. Ceballos, C-E-B-A-L-L-U-S, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Jacebo, J-A-C-E-B-U, thank you for sending Arthur Weiss for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, fifth bullet illness. This is a 90-year-old male who has a history of COPD with emphysema, has been short of breath with activity, and has experienced chest pains. For which he went to the emergency room. This past May, the patient had a cardiac evaluation done, and also had a chest X-ray and a CTA of the chest. On 5/22/23, and the chest CT showed no pulmonary embolus, but showed an enlarged heart and moderate to severe emphysema with superimposed biapical pulmonary scarring. And a small prefissural 1.2 centimeter nodule, which was partially classified. The bilateral lower lobe predominant reticular interstitial thickening and peribronchial thickening without consolidation. The pulmonary arteries were mildly dilated, suggesting pulmonary hypertension. The patient was treated with nebulized bronchodilators and was also given an albuterol inhaler to be used as a PRN inhaler. He's presently having no cough or yellow sputum and denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. Yeah, next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history for hypertension and chronic atrial fibrillation. He has a permanent pacemaker placed. Also had a strangulated hernia repaired more than 30 years ago. The patient is hypertensive and has atrial fibrillation and coronary artery disease and diverticulitis. Next line. Can you also mention the patient has had low back pain, diff infections, chronic kidney disease, 3B. And had a history for COVID-19 infection. Next, surgery also includes pacemaker implant and skin cancer removal. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of old age, as well as his mother. Next paragraph, medalist included Lasix 20 milligrams daily. Pepcid 20 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next. Habits, patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 30 years. And does not drink alcohol. But in the past, he drank for many years. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. System review, the patient has shortness of breath, weakness, wheezing. He has no chest pain or jaw pain or arm pain. He has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation. He has no urinary frequency, flank pains or dysuria. And he has no vertigo, hoarseness and nosebleeds. He has heavy hay fever, asthma, eczema. He has no cataracts and glaucoma. He has depression or anxiety. And he has mild leg swelling. He has easy bruising. Also has joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. I'm sorry, does have some itching, no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white male is alert, pale. He has mild peripheral edema and all lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. The blood pressure, 150 over 70, pulse is 72, respirations 20, temperature 98.2, weight is 156, saturation 97. HGNT had non-stalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, tracheal midline. Chest equal movements with expired reverses, scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart sense irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor lapses. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesion. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and reactive airways disease. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. And number 4 is lung nodule. Next plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advice to get a... Advise PFT with lung volumes. He will use breast tree. BREZ, tree, TRI. Breast inhaler, 2 puffs QRE. And continue the ventral and HFA, 2 puffs TIDPRN. Come back for a follow-up in 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jacebo Ceballos, CEBALLUS, MD. Yeah.